I'm Fletcher Powell for KMUW with upcoming non-commercial and independent film screenings in Wichita. And the big news this week is, of course, the Tallgrass Film Festival. Festival organizers announced this year's lineup, which includes 45 features with submissions from 21 different countries, plus close to 90 short films. As in past years, the festival will include programs featuring works by Kansas filmmakers and high school filmmakers, along with a handful of films dedicated to music, environmental issues, and women directors. Much of the festival, which takes place from Thursday the 20th through Sunday the 23rd, will focus on the presentation of the annual Ad Astra Lifetime Achievement Award to actor Elliot Gould. On Friday the 21st, KMUW will host a music tasting featuring Gould, as KMUW's Jed Bodwin will ask him about his career in musical theater, and the two will discuss soundtracks from his films, as well as some of Gould's personal music selections, including work by Pete Seeger and Gil Scott-Heron. Following the music tasting, the Friday night Ad Astra Gala will feature a screening of Paul Mazursky's Bob and Carol and Ted and Alice, which earned Gould a Best Supporting Actor nomination in 1969. The festival will also screen one of Gould's most recent films, this year's The Encore of Tony Duran. Other highlights include Never Make It Home, a documentary following the last tour of Split-Lip Rayfield before the death of Kirk Runstrom, the documentary Elevate, which looks at the basketball pipeline from Senegal to American prep schools and will close out the festival on the final night, and a midnight screening of the horror movie Send Up, Tucker and Dale vs. Evil. There are also plenty of non-Tallgrass screenings in the area over the next 2 weeks, starting with an encore screening tomorrow night of the French biopic Mozart's Sister at the Murdoch Theater. Next week, on the 18th and 20th, the Murdoch will screen the so-called YouTube documentary Life in a Day, which pulls together footage submitted to the website on a single day in 2010. Also, the Murdoch shows John Wayne's classic McClintock on the 19th, Michelangelo Antonioni's first color film The Stunning Red Desert on the 21st, and last year's well-received documentary of the Brazilian car racing legend Senna on Tuesday the 25th. And finally, the Peace and Social Justice Center screens the 2004 documentary Arna's Children, which follows a children's theater group in the Palestinian territories and shows on the 18th at the Peace and Social Justice Center. For links to the full schedule of Tallgrass Films and more on any of the movies mentioned, including trailers, visit the Indie Films page of our website, KMUW.org. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.